Today, we are zeroing in on a game changer for your brand's visibility and engagement, Pinterest. But not just any Pinterest presence, we are talking about sparkling, optimized Pinterest profile that draws in your ideal audience like bees to honey. Welcome back to Marketing Strategy Academy podcast, where we help female entrepreneurs go from marketing overwhelm to an easy, streamlined strategy and system that includes Pinterest and repurposing content to grow their businesses when they have very little time. I'm your host, Jen Vasquez. Let's jump right into it. Whether you are a seasoned pinner or just starting to explore this visual wonderland, optimizing your Pinterest profile is your first step toward unlocking a treasure trove of business growth opportunities. From capturing your essence of your brand in your profile to strategizing your pins for maximum impact, every single detail counts. So grab your favorite beverage, cozy up, and let's dive into this nitty-gritty of turning your Pinterest profile into a magnet for your dream clients and customers. Let's get started. Perfect your profile basics. Start with the basics. Your profile image, your bio, and the link to your website. Your profile picture should be clear, professional, and brand aligned. You should absolutely use the one that you use on Instagram because that's often part of the client journey. So it makes it easier for you to find, it makes it easier for them to find you over there. For your bio, make sure you're using a simple, friendly language that, of course, includes all of your most relevant keywords for your business. This is not where we're gonna put like mom of four and cat lover and drink coffee every day. None of that really matters on Pinterest. On Pinterest, they wanna make sure that you're speaking to them. So you wanna talk about the type of person that you're working with, and you want to explain the transformation that you provide. So for my wedding photography business, now I'm doing branding, but when I was doing weddings, I would say I help fun, playful couples capture the images that they will have forever. This bio doesn't just help your ideal client find you, but it is a big area that Pinterest is going to look at to know who to serve your content. It will aid you in basically showing up in search results. So make sure that your website link is correct. Make sure you claim your website and that you have a Pinterest business account because this is what you're going to need to be able to take your business to the next level on Pinterest and also helps you, like I said, show up in those search results. So make sure that your website link is correct and leads to the page that will captivate Pinterest users once they click through. SEO optimize your profile. SEO is not just for Google. It is literally a crucial piece of showing up on Pinterest as well. Your profile name, as well as your bio, should include keywords that your ideal target audience might use to find content that you provide. This strategy helps your profile get discovered by users interested in exactly what you have to offer. Curate your boards strategically. Your boards should reflect the interest of your target audience and also the essence of your brand. Create boards with clear descriptive titles and obviously fill them with high quality pins that align with those themes. Use the board descriptions to sprinkle in keywords naturally, not comma, keyword, comma, keyword, comma. That's called keyword stuffing. We don't want to do that. We want it to be read by a human. And these keywords will naturally boost your SEO and also make your boards more discoverable. This needs to be added onto your profile. Make sure that you choose a Pinterest cover that tells people what you do in 2.5 seconds. So if you're a wedding photographer, as an example, you want a photo of you photographing a couple getting married. So it's very clear when someone lands on your page that that's what you do. Craft a cohesive visual identity. Pinterest is definitely a visual platform, so your profile should have a cohesive look and feel. Choose a color scheme, whatever your brand colors are, font style, and imagery that really reflects your brand. This visual consistency really helps users recognize your content at a glance and reinforces your brand identity. Use high quality vertical images. Pins with high quality vertical images tend to perform better on Pinterest. The ideal aspect ratio is 2:3. So as an example, 1000 by 1500 pixels. This format fits nicely on users' feed and it really takes up more space than a general square type of image. And that means that it's more likely to get engagement as well. And finally, make sure that you have your URL on every single pin. So for me, it would be jenvasquezcoach.com. That is really important. Some people choose to put a logo on there, but I don't. I choose to put a URL because I want to make sure if for some reason the link gets separated from the pin, people literally can see the link and go right to my website. Incorporate keywords into pin descriptions. Just like with your profile and board descriptions, your pin description should really be keyword rich. However, make sure that you're using keywords that are on topic. So for instance, I talk about a bunch of different things within marketing. If I'm talking about Pinterest, I want Pinterest marketing or Pinterest tips somewhere in the description. If I'm talking about content creation, I want to use the keyword content creation in there. We don't want to put a bunch of keywords on everything we do in every pin. Make it specific for the content that they're going to be clicking through to so that their expectations match up with what they think they're going to get. Now, also make sure to write neutral and conversationally. Think about what your best friend would type into a Pinterest search bar to find your pin and use that language. Enable rich pins when possible. Rich pins provide more context about an idea because they include extra information directly from your website. There are different types of rich pins, including product pins, recipe pins, and for my type of audience, female service providers, article pins. Enabling rich pins can make your content more actionable and informative, leading to higher engagement. I will go more into rich pins in another video, and I will link it here when I do. Stay active and engaged. Pinterest favors active and engaging users. Regularly pinning fresh content is very, very important. Set aside a little time each week to engage with your community. If people are in there and send you a message, like that message or answer that message. It just takes that little bit of time, but it makes a big impact. Now, it is definitely not the same as DMs on Instagram. You are not having full conversations, but if someone actually says, oh, thank you, I really enjoyed that blog, you want to answer them. So make sure you're looking that in your Pinterest account every week when you do pin. Optimizing your Pinterest profile is a mix of art and science. By following these steps, you are laying down a very strong foundation for your business to be discovered and loved by your ideal client. Remember, it's about making genuine connections and sharing value through your content. Happy pinning, and here's to your Pinterest success.